every Friday night at 10 is Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg. But we don't have to wait till Friday to hear Robert. He's in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio right now. How are you?
I'm good, Kyle. How are you?
Very good. November is not National Jazz Month.
No, but it seems like it. It's coming on strong. There's a lot going on.
Let's start with tomorrow night, Friday night. Rhea Schoenberg?
Schoenberg.
Schoenberg will be at Walton Arts Center.
Yeah, and Kyle, I think this is sold out. There might be a few tickets, you know, if there's cancellations, but she is really a quadruple threat. She's gorgeous. She's incredibly talented as a trumpeter, as a singer, as a songwriter, and she's quite the entrepreneur. She's really managed her career well. She's taking off from Chilliwack, Canada. She's been compared to Diana Krall and Norah Jones, but she really is her own woman and a great musician. She'll be here with her group at Walton Arts Center, the second concert in the Starlight Jazz series, and it'll be a lot of fun. I had fun interviewing her earlier.
Yeah, you talked to her, and you mentioned that she's from Chilliwack, B.C., and she talked a little bit about that, right?
Yes, she did.
And especially as I moved to New York City, which it's been 7 years now, I got, I met the great trumpeter Lou Soloff pretty early on, and he said, you know, in New York, in a place like New York, there's always going to be somebody who plays faster, somebody who plays higher. The only chance you have of survival is to figure out what you have that's unique and really owning that and really making that part of yourself and understanding that. And at that moment, what I realized, funny enough to be thousands of miles away from home, is that I'm the only trumpet player here from Chilliwack that I know of. So, and the flood of like the spirited energy from the teachers, from the culture, from the community there, just that grounded me in a way and anchored me as a human being, you know, and virtually just for everything that has come since then.
You think it's sold out or it's close to being sold out tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center?
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I think that if somebody really, really wants to go, they could show up, and sometimes there's cancellations.
Yeah.
And they open up tickets sometimes because they have to hold back a certain amount for emergencies. So,
well, let's say we miss that. There are other opportunities to hear great live music this week.
Kyle, Crystal Bridges has just got all kinds of jazz going on around the Stuart Davis exhibition that's happening right now. And if you haven't seen the Stuart Davis show that's hung as of last month, it's amazing. He was an artist who came up right after the turn of the century, early 1910s through the 60s. And his career and his painting paralleled the jazz world, and it was happening as jazz was really in its formative years. And he was quite into the music, a big Earl Hines fan. So to help complement that exhibit, they're doing all sorts of jazz events. And November 18th is a big one. It's going to be from 6:30 in the evening till 11:30. And there'll be almost 30 jazz musicians spread out throughout the museum all evening playing in different contexts. Just to give you a quick rundown,
sure.
It's called Art Night Out. And I want to mention this. They're doing a bunch of stuff for kids, and they're kids are free. So, and it's very reasonable for adults, $12 to $15, I believe. But anybody under 18 gets in free. And they're in that regard, they're bringing in Lisa Henry, one of the summer jazz concert singers from Kansas City we had this year. And she's going to do a jazz storytelling thing for kids and adults. And then they're also having a instrument petting zoo. So those
right.
things are kind of geared towards kids. But Lisa is also going to do a set in 11, just a nightclub jazz with a trio. Elaine will be in the Great Hall giving a swing dance lesson before the Fayetteville Jazz Collective 18-piece big band comes on for an evening of big band music and dancing. Dr. Jim Greason will be performing solo guitar in one of the galleries. Jacob Herzog from the university will be performing solo guitar in another. I have Trio De Janeiro there, which is a great bossa nova trio. And also, he hates this, and he's going to be angry at me, but Jim Jernigan is leading a second line band, which is with Al Gibson on trumpet and Stu Edelman on trombone and Jim on clarinet. And I'm calling it Jim and the Jernigonians. But they're going to be marching all through the museum with his second line band. Maybe there's reason that he doesn't like
well,
that.
You know, it's we'll leave it to the ear of the beholder there. This is all when?
This is all November 18th. It's a Saturday. Also, a great piano bar guy who sings like everybody. He's kind of a chameleon. He can sound like Willie Nelson or Elvis Presley or Frank Sinatra. His name is Alan Oxenhandler, a guy I grew up with in St. Louis. He's going to be in 11 playing the Steinway and singing in there. So all of this going on throughout the evening.
Quickly, the Claudia Burson Trio every Sunday in Rogers.
Right.
At
Copeland's.
Copeland's right.
Restaurant, which they do a great a brunch up there. Amelia's here in Fayetteville does a jazz brunch, and they usually have Matt Smith and his dad, Gus, sometimes play. It's a lot of fun.
That's on Dixon Street in Fayetteville.
Right. And Studio 18, or is it Stage 18?
Stage 18.
They once a month do a thing with Jacob Herzog.
Just this jam session.
Sort of a jazz jam session. So all of these things are happening, and there's more. Roby Pantel has a regular date at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. If you know of events or if you want to find out more about events, email me because the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society does a listserv. We send out regular emails that are just subject line jazz events, and we try to let everybody know. So if you've got an event you want to add to that, let me know. Or if you just want to be on the mailing list, it's robert@digjazz.com, DIGJAZZ.com.
robert@digjazz.com. And, you know, if you want to send him some better ideas for Jim Jernigan's band, they can do that as well.
the Jernigonians.
That's pretty good.
It kind of grows on you, doesn't it? Never mind.
Okay. Shades of Jazz every Friday night at 10. And we should mention Steve Wilkes and Jazz Travels Saturday nights at 10 on 91.3.